Today on Gardening in a Minute, Chinese jujube. Chinese jujube is an attractive fruiting tree that can be grown throughout Florida. The fruits start out green and turn red or mahogany once they're mature. They look somewhat like cherries, but taste like apples. The trees are prized for their ornamental qualities. The branches grow in an interesting zigzag pattern and have a somewhat weeping habit. Many have thorns, though thornless cultivars are available. Chinese jujube can be planted in full sun or partial shade. It enjoys hot summers, but will also tolerate cold winters. This deciduous tree can grow 25 to 40 feet tall and may require some pruning to maintain a single trunk. Chinese jujube is drought tolerant once established, though fruiting will be heavier if it receives regular water. For more information about Chinese jujube, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sweet onions. Sweet onions are popular among cooks because of their mild, sweet taste. They derive their signature flavor from the fact that they contain more water and less sulfur than regular onions. Some of the best-known sweet onions are Vidalias, which are grown in a specific 20-county region in Georgia. Technically, Vidalias are all the same cultivar, known as Grannix, and you can grow them at home. Plant your sweet onions from September through December in a sunny spot in your garden. With proper watering and care, they'll be ready to harvest around April. Keep in mind that your homegrown onions may not taste exactly like the ones at the supermarket, since their flavor depends in part on the soil in which they're grown and the way they're fertilized. For more information about sweet onions and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Integrated Pest Management. Integrated Pest Management, or IPM, is a comprehensive approach to managing plant pests. IPM uses many different methods to manage pests while causing the least harm to people, property, and the environment. Before the shift to IPM, pesticides were applied on a regular basis to crops, whether or not pest problems existed. IPM's emphasis is on managing pests with a variety of methods, including the careful use of pesticides. Prevention is the key to IPM. It's important to select the right plant for the right place, to choose pest-resistant varieties, and to maintain healthy plants. Plants should also be checked often for pests. If pests are found, you can start planning your Florida-friendly management strategy, which can be as simple as removing the insects by hand. For more information about IPM, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, soil amendments. Florida's native soils are often sandy and low in organic matter, making it tough for certain plants to thrive. One thing you can do to improve growing conditions is to add organic amendments to your soil. By doing so, you'll increase the nutrient content of the soil, help soil retain moisture, and also stabilize soil pH. Organic amendments should be added before you plant an area. Use a shovel or tiller to incorporate composted yard waste or composted animal manure into the soil. Soil amendments are especially helpful for flower beds and vegetable gardens, since these plants need plenty of nutrients and moisture to perform well. Spend a little time enriching your soil now, and you'll have happier plants down the road. For more information about soil amendments and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida-friendly landscaping principle number 8, reduce stormwater runoff. Rainwater can run off your landscape onto asphalt and other hard surfaces where it can't penetrate into the ground. But in Florida-friendly yards, rainwater soaks into the ground and stays on site, helping protect Florida's waterways. Reduce the amount of rainfall that leaves your landscape by using porous materials like mulch and pavers for your sidewalks and driveways. Densely growing turf grasses and ground covers help capture rainwater and can also filter pollutants and reduce erosion. You can also keep water on site by directing downspouts into landscape beds, planting rain gardens, and using rain barrels and cisterns. Keep rainwater in your landscape and help protect our fragile environment. For more information about Florida-friendly landscaping and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.